This program contains a PDF of recipes and photographs. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Whiskey in a Teacup. What growing up in the South taught me about life, love, and baking biscuits. By Reese Witherspoon. Read by the author.
For my children, Ava, Deacon, and Tennessee, I hope they always think of me when they hear a Dolly Parton song. And for my grandmother, Dorothea, and grandfather, Jimmy, thanks to you, I'm a good friend and a good cook, and I never wear sweatpants on airplanes. Introduction: Whiskey in a Teacup. In my late 20s, I found myself facing some hard choices. I'd enjoyed a great deal of success in movies, but personally, I was at a crossroads. I didn't know where I was going to find the strength to pick a path. One particularly rough day, I found myself looking out at a room full of men who were asking me about a decision that needed to be made. One of them said, "How do you want to handle this?" I paused to think. And suddenly, a light went on. I sat up straight, lifted my chin, and said, "Well, I'm a lady. And I'm going to handle it like a lady." Where did that voice come from? I wondered. I'd never said those words out loud before. Men in the room told me that they'd never heard anyone say that before either. But in my voice that day, I heard all the women I knew growing up in the South. Women for whom being a Southern lady was a source of confidence and strength in times of trial, and a source of joy in good times. On that day, I especially heard the voice of my grandmother Dorothea. Dorothea was smart, ambitious, and brave. She had a degree in education from Tennessee Tech and a master's from Peabody College at Vanderbilt University, one of the first such degrees ever earned there by a woman. A firm believer in women's rights and civil rights, Dorothea had a brilliant academic mind, and she dreamed of traveling the world. But because of the times, she found her choices limited and ended up becoming a first-grade teacher at a local school. She never did get to see the world, as she'd hoped. Still, she maintained exquisite poise throughout her life, opposed injustice whenever she found it, and commanded everyone's esteem and attention, especially mine. She was at once tough and beautiful. She could make you feel infinitely welcome, but also let you know when you'd pushed her too far. She was impeccably mannered, but she loved to see a whole mess of neighbors, their kids, and random pets tearing across the lawn. To me, she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?